Oh, you said take away the talent?
Take away the talent, yeah.
I don't think you can take away
the talent. Okay, so it's nothing about the locker room or the facility or
No.
4-hour ride.
No. I don't think any of that is that big of a deal. You just got to prepare for their talent. I think that's what it comes down to. And they got guys that can be all over the field and can culture, can, you know, be at quarterback, you know, receiver, whatever he's doing. They got a guy that can come in at quarterback and throw the ball, and they like to throw it downfield. What it comes down to is just preparing the best for him and going out there and competing.
Their style of play, is that one of the bigger challenges and one of the more tough things you guys have to prepare for?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You face some spread teams, but this is kind of different. Like I said, they like to spread out the defense, but they got guys all over the field that can, you know, change positions, stuff like that. They're all smart players. They all know the whole offense. So you just got to prepare best. And like I said, you know, spreading out the defense will generate huge holes for the run game. And, you know, they can see they've been running the ball really well this year.
In the past, they've said kind of that they've understood the Iowa defense, known what to expect. Have you noticed that a lot of times it'll seem like they have a good recognition of what you guys are doing defensively?
I think that, they game plan obviously against us, and we game plan against them. I just think what it comes down to is making adjustments during the game. You see, early in the year, we made adjustments at halftime and stuff like that. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. You know, we have to make adjustments throughout the game, and, they're obviously going to prepare for us. They're going to know sometimes what we're doing and what our looks are on defense, stuff like that. But it's going to come down to preparing during the game.
You're a punt returner. Do you watch Ben McMark try and get, you know, tips about what he does well or you know, how good he is when he gets the ball in his hands?
I think obviously, I watch, other teams' punt return team and other teams' punt, and obviously I'm on punt too, so I have to watch him and what he can do back there and stuff like that. So, he's an amazing player. He's dangerous. He gets the ball in his hands, and he's, one of the quickest guys in the Big Ten, actually in the nation. He can break any run at any given time, is what I'm saying. So, we got to prepare best, try to contain him. You know, and the thing is he played a lot more at running back this year too, so the ball's going to be in his hands a lot more than what it was in the past couple years with him being a returner. So, like I said, we got to prepare best and try to contain him.
When you have a game like Saturday night, a couple of the guys said that the embarrassment was the feeling they felt just walking off the field.
Yeah.
Is that something that you felt too, just given the lopsidedness of the
season? Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously it was embarrassing. We obviously let, a lot of people down, but what it comes down to, honestly, is what we do, this week of practice. We got to let that go. Like I said, we let some people down, but in the end, we're a team, and we know we let each other down. So we got to come out this week of practice together, practice as one, and compete for Saturday.
When you're preparing for Northwestern, you're going up against a guy like Kane Coulter.
Yeah.
How difficult is it when, like, 1 minute he's lining up as our quarterback, then, the next play, suddenly he's the guy that you're covering?
Yep. It's difficult. Like I said, they're all smart guys. They all know the whole offense. They can line him up all over the field. And, the key is just learning tendencies, what they like to do with him, at receiver or with him at quarterback and stuff like that. And you got to prepare to your best ability this week. They got dangerous guys, all over the field. Even when he's not playing receiver, they have receivers that can make plays. And there's a lot of guys that have ahead that's already made plays on their team. So, they're not gonna fear our defense. They're going to go out there and play their game, and we got to go out there and compete against them.
You talk about looking for tendencies. Is that something that they seem to do fairly well as far as like being able to disguise that, make it more challenging to look for?
Yeah, I mean, they have obviously the formations they like to get into and stuff like that, to run some plays, but they'll try to line up differently and then motion into it and stuff like that. And you gotta kind of, pre-snap read, that the motion might come and stuff like that. So you got to be ready for anything, what it comes down to. You never know what's going to happen with their offense and what they come out and try to do. So you got to prepare for everything pretty much.